Final round of locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now get an opportunity to talk about Royal Valley. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. We're joined by the head coach and David Boucher one final time as they get set for their playoff start here this week against Wellsville. Coach, we'll dive into the matchup and everything going on with the first week of the playoffs momentarily, but a loss to close out the regular season against Perry LeCompton last week, but just a thought and a sense on the season as a whole. You know, it's been a long grind to get to this point. You get a playoff game for the first time in a while, and obviously it was kind of an up-and-down ride, but how would you assess the 8 weeks?
Well, I thought we got tremendously better, made a lot of improvement in a lot of different ways, especially, you know, through injuries. You know, you always start the season healthy for the most part, and then, you know, like you said, the grind of some bumps and bruises along the way, and sickness along the way, and broken bones and concussions and different things. And so I thought we've really made a lot of improvement through all those things. You know, and there's a lot of different stats, a lot of different metrics that would back that up. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of good times. Kids just keep getting better. They keep showing up and keep working hard.
And a lot of the young kids who've had to step in and kind of big-time spots and important roles, covering for some other guys who have been injured. You know, how has that kind of gone for you and some of those kids who've kind of had to step in on short notice?
Yeah, they've done a great job. It's hard to kind of just step in there and play. You know, our JV had the most successful JV season in the last 5 years. I think even beyond that, but they won more games this JV season they had in the last 4 years, 4.5 years combined at least. And so they're a high quality group, and so that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But whether it's Jackson Stevens and Nolan Bausch on both sides of the ball as a freshman and a sophomore, Jackson's the sophomore, Nolan's the freshman. They do a great job. They had a combined almost 2,100 rushing yards in 8 games in JV, so they're really good. And so they kind of stepped in and filled some roles. But, you know, Calvin Riley stepping up at D-line as a sophomore. Jackson King as a junior, going from tight end to guard and tackle now. He's played almost every offensive line position we have besides center. And, you know, there's a bunch. There's a bunch of people we could mention. Paxton Henry as a fill-in defensive end as a freshman. And I don't know. I could probably list these, you know, forever. But it's been a lot of fun to coach these guys, and the future is bright for these guys, and the future is bright for our community in this program.
Yeah, future certainly bright. Back into the playoffs for the first time in some time. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with Royal Valley head coach, that is David Boucher, as it's the final locker room chat here on Kansaland Radio for our area football coaches. And for the Panthers, first time since the mid-2000s, since we've last seen this team in a playoff game. So obviously Coach Boucher getting this team back into the postseason for the first time in some time. Just how does that feel, Coach, getting yourself an opportunity to play in the postseason?
That's exciting. You know, yeah, I don't know if I've really done anything. I have great assistant coaches, starting with Coach Roy, who's a Shrine Bowl player and alumni for us. He does a great job in the weight room, and he does a great job calling an offensive game. He's my OC as long as my offensive line coach. Coach Swart and Coach DeShazo and Coach Doty, they do great jobs, and they're supported by wonderful people at home as well to do their jobs, but also the community. We don't drive any kids. You know, we don't go pick up any kids to get to summer weights. And we had a significant improvement over the last 2 years of kids coming to summer weights and being dedicated. So it's been a lot of fun. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun to be a part of their growth. But I would consider myself a small part in their growth.
Let's talk about the opponent this week, and it's Wellsville. This is obviously a very good team. They went 10-1 a year ago. They went undefeated here in the regular season. They're 8-0. No common opponents. They have beaten the likes of Bishop Ward, who's a good team that won 6 games, and they're out of the Pioneer League. What do you know about this Wellsville team, and what kind of challenges do they present this week?
Well, we know quite a bit. We've thought that we were, it was either Bishop Ward or Wellsville for quite some time now. And there, I think Wellsville's exploits have been well documented on Sports in Kansas and other places. They've got, three or four really good athletes, especially on the edge, in their wide receiving core, and their running back is really good, and their quarterback makes a good decision with the ball, and I think he's athletic, and he probably could run the ball more than he does, but he also throws a really good ball and lets his athletes, other athletes, do work. Defensively, they're very sound. They just do their job. They play hard. They play together, and they don't. I don't think they do anything overwhelmingly great other than just play with extreme effort, which is, you know, a very high quality skill that everyone, you would hope everyone has, but not everyone does have. So they're a really good team, and we're looking forward to the test.
Finally, Coach, a few keys for this game to get a win. What are going to be the key matchups to kind of obtain? You kind of mentioned there some of their better players and where they're at on the field, but just some key matchups, keys to the game, and what's it going to take to get a win this week?
Well, I think just like any other week, you got to take care of the ball. Don't have turnovers. Don't beat yourself with penalties, which we didn't do a week ago. And then other than that, we have to control the line of scrimmage, offense and defensively. The running back averages 134 yards a game, with 17 touchdowns, and their best wide receiver is 111 yards a game, all purpose, kind of like a Tyreek Hill type of player with 11 touchdowns, I believe, on the season. So if we can control those two guys, try to limit their exposure and try to, go to their third, their fourth, their fifth best option, that'll give us the best chance to win.
It's been a long time for Royal Valley, mid-2000s since the last playoff berth, about an hour, 10-minute trip for the Panthers to Wellsville to take on the undefeated Eagles in the first round of the 3A playoffs coming up on Friday night. Coach, it's been fun all year. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Brandon.